Here now in the studio, of course, that means it can only be Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, who did everything he wanted to do this summer. Takeaway sports contributor. Good morning, Ibrahim.
Good morning.
Any regrets this summer?
I did not get my full workout regimen in gear.
And you are so buff. You look like you could just sort of bend all the microphones in this studio. Absolutely. So if people could see you, go to our website for signs that Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen does not need to work out. All right. The U.S. Open, full of upsets. Let's run them down, first of all.
Well, first of all, the Americans. There's Melanie Udan.
Incredible. Beat Sharapova in three sets.
She is the new face of American tennis. But at the same time, Andy Roddick goes down. And now we're wondering, is he done in tennis altogether?
I mean, I got to figure that Federer match at Wimbledon really killed him.
We were just saying it spiritually depleted him.
Yeah.
But I think that you have to remember the U.S. Open is at the end of an entire long season. So
right.
A lot of the players, Nadal, Venus, who went down yesterday.
Explain that, because there's a story there. Venus Williams goes down to Kim Clijsters,
correct,
who's coming back from retirement.
And she came back from having a child. She comes back from retirement. The last time she played in the U.S. Open was 2005, and she won. So she is a legitimate chance to, I mean, she's a favorite right now. And if she goes against Serena, she's kind of got the Williams number. So I think she's one to watch.
So a lot of excitement in the women's game.
Definitely.
Clijsters and Udan, both the real emotional favorites.
Certainly, yeah. And in the men's game, I think it's a little bit different. You have Murray and Andy Murray, and you have Roger Federer, and then you have Rafael Nadal that are playing excellent tennis.
Right. Any sign that Nadal's knees are looking a little tricky?
His knees and his abdominal. He's got a stomach problem as well.
Man.
He's beat up right now.
He's beat up, yeah. All right. Here, listen to Melanie Udan. You say she's the face of women's tennis. Let's just listen to how appealing she sounds.
I mean, I just kept fighting as hard as I could, and I tried as hard as I could, and ended up putting in. I just can't even believe it.
Very Cinderella sounding there. Who does she go up against now?
Well, right now, I think she goes up against Nadia Petrova, who's the 13th ranked in the world. And that's going to be a difficult challenge. But this is the thing. They're putting her in prime time tennis right now. She gets the main draw, all the crowds are going to be watching her. And she is the face of this not only a new tennis, but this new wave and this new energy of like people creating themselves. The women's field has been so depleted,
right,
that you're going to see new heroes come out of it.
All right, finally, college game, college football.
It is amazing this
week. Big headline?
Yes.
Quickly.
Well, we had Sam Bradford, who was the former the Heisman champion from last year, who led the most explosive offense last year, goes down in the
shoulder
beginning of the
injury.
Game. Correct.
But they only expect it to take two or three weeks to rehab.
It takes the air out of their sails of winning in the national championship, and it completely changed the landscape of college football this year.
And Oklahoma is, of course, the big name.
Correct.
Besides not working out, anything else you didn't do this summer? Come on.
I think that was the main thing.
Man.
That was the main thing, Hawk.
You need to get out more. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Thanks so much.
Good morning.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.